We'll move on to item 6B now, the property at 33 Mayburn Terrace in Loanhead.
Thank you, Chairman. The report relates to a review submitted regarding the subdivision of a single dwelling house to form three flatted dwellings. The proposal also includes the extension and alterations of the building. The existing dwelling has an established use, although it has been vacant for approximately 2 years. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 5th of September 2013. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report, as well as the applicant's statement, is contained in today's papers. The local review body, as you know, carried out the site visit yesterday on the 20th of January, and the review is to proceed by written submissions in accordance with set procedures. Following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available electronically.
Thank you, Peter. Anyone wishing to make any comment?
Yeah, Chairman, I mean, I was at the visit yesterday and then I went back and reread the papers, and I think probably each of us that saw the building would agree that we would like to see residential use in it. So I don't deter from what I'm saying there. I actually do think we'd love to see that back in residential use. But when I went back and read through the papers and also looked at the plans and tried to work out how everything was going to work, apart from not agreeing, dare I say, I don't necessarily agree with the planning conclusion that the amenity, because you don't have enough garden space, is necessarily a reason for refusal. And I'll come on to that on the basis of the type of flats that they could well be. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't actually agree at all with the lack of parking, because there are a number of houses that are subdivided that don't have any parking facilities whatsoever. But I have to say there's a first-class bus service just outside the door going that way and just across the road going the other way. So you do get access to services from that aspect. However, the one thing that I'm concerned about is, I suppose, overdevelopment of that site. I do think that it could make a couple of cracking flats there, what's there, without actually having to go into the roof light, and dare I say, without actually having all that situation, by the way, of that extension that was going on to the back wall, because I think that is going to cause an amount of controversy as well. Now, the difficulty about that is we do not have the right to amend. We have got to make one or other decision about where we go here, Chairman, and it pains me. It actually pains me to say that where I want to go and uphold, and I don't mean that, no, it's come out the wrong way. It pains me to say that I can't amend the plans, but I actually do principally believe that residential, by one way or another, should be encouraged, but I just do think that it's overdevelopment, one, of going in up the stairs into the roof, and secondly of going onto that back, because I'm not terribly sure, and still even after yesterday and looking at the plans here reproduced in the black and white document here, I just really do think that it's overdevelopment of one of the particular site and of that building. And that then brings me personally to the conclusion, and other members of the committee will make up their own minds, that I just think we should uphold the planning officer's refusal, albeit that I don't necessarily agree with the three points of the refusal. But again, that's up for amendment today. It's the overall grant or refuse, Chairman. So that's just my feelings.
Thanks, Russell. Anyone else minded to speak? My own feeling is that it's a bit of an eyesore sitting there, but certainly four flats would not be feasible from my point of view, so I would agree with Russell. Otherwise,
I'm going to concur. It's just, it's just so close, the proximity to the other residences, that four flats or four different tenants even, in that location, all using that same garden space, you know, to, all using the same wheelie bin directions, all using the same, you know, lack of garden space, really. You know, I think it's just, it is, the word Russell's used is overdevelopment, you know, and I think that this all constitutes overdevelopment, because the impact on the neighbours and noting the objections from the neighbours are obviously, the neighbours are very concerned about the impact on them. Yes, it would be great to see that historical, which looks quite unique, kind of building in Loanhead being used, but we would never allow, you know, an extension into gardens, you know, nowadays. You know, but the fact is it's there as a building, and it'd be good to see it being used, but we can't see it being used as much as that. So I would have to say I'd agree with the planners that you know that we shouldn't have that development of that size.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned here because I'm hearing you talking about an application for 4 flatted dwellings. I've only got an application for 3 flatted dwellings in front of me. Right, so I'm on the right paper, sorry. Right, that's fine.
Do you want to say anything else, Derek? I think we stay with the planners, yeah?